Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Richard, would you like to go first?
I can do that, Sean.
All right, fire away, bud.
I have a sports-related story.
Mm-hmm.
First, a question. Are you aware that next year at the Olympics, are they in Japan?
Yes, I believe they are.
Next year at the Olympics in Japan, a new Olympic sport will be introduced under the name sport climbing. You aware of that?
Sport climbing? I'm not aware of that.
It's rock climbing.
Do tell. Okay.
It's like the rock wall you see in the mall sometimes.
How do you judge a winner? Is it a race up the wall?
There is one event called speed climbing.
Okay.
Where it's just basically...
I'm not going to lie. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sport climbing. I'm looking at the events. My bad. Anyway, sport climbing starts at the 2020 Olympics in Japan.
Okay.
If the organizers of another fledgling sort of, I don't know, sport that's kind of outside the norm.
Yeah.
Have their way. You may be hearing this sound at an Olympics sometime soon. Now, I'm guessing that's a sound with which you are extremely familiar, right, Sean?
Play it again, Ben. Yeah. I just felt a tremor in the force.
I'm sure you did.
Those are lightsabers, Rich.
That is a lightsaber from the Star Wars fantasy movie series.
Yes, the Star Wars fantasy movie series.
Well, I use that word intentionally.
As if the people listening are unaware of the Star Wars comedy documentary.
I use that word intentionally, Sean.
Star Wars the 30 for 30.
Lightsabers are no longer a fantasy. Lightsabers are a reality.
They're real?
People in...
Laser swords are real?
People in a town called Beaumont-sur-Oise in France.
Boy, France of all places having sword fights, huh? It's ironic.
Are efforting to have the Fencing Federation of France,
the FFF.
Right. Foils and sabers and...
Right.
Epees? Is that EP?
You're out of my realm now, Rich. I didn't grow up around fencing like you did, apparently.
The Fencing Federation of France has officially recognized lightsaber dueling as a competitive sport.
I love this.
That's the fantasy lightsaber.
Yeah.
The real life lightsabers are LED lit, rigid polycarbonate lightsaber replicas. Equipped with a chip in their
replicas.
Huh. Equipped with a chip in their hilt that emits a throaty electric rumble that sounds remarkably like the silver screen blades.
Like what?
Three-minute bouts. The physicality of lightsaber combat is why the Federation threw its support behind the sport and is now equipping fencing clubs with lightsabers and training would-be lightsaber instructors.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And you may be getting to this, and if you are, my apologies. How do you win in the lightsaber dueling? Does somebody win when they chop off their opponent's hand?
Combatants fight inside a circle marked in tape on the floor.
Okay.
Strikes to the head or body are worth 5 points, to the arms or legs 3 points, on hands 1 point.
Wow.
The first to 15 points wins. If both fighters reach 10 points, the bout enters sudden death, where the first fighter to land a head or body blow automatically wins. They call that a rule to encourage enterprising fighters. Blows only count if the fighters first point the tip of their saber behind them. That prevents the viper-like tip first, quick forward strikes seen in fencing.
Yeah. And seen in episode 7 when Kylo Ren, spoiler alert, stabbed his dad right in the gut. Same exact thing.
I was reading something about a battle between Obi-Wan and Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace.
That was in episode 1. Yeah, yeah.
That ends badly for the Sith.
It ends badly for Darth Maul. I'm going to tell you right now, if in an Olympic lightsaber duel, the same thing happened to the loser of that match that happened to Darth Maul, mm-hmm. it would be viral. It would be a big story because he got sliced in half at the waist.
Well, the first tournament was held outside Paris earlier this month. It drew 34 competitors.
Oh, my God. Is there video?
I have not seen video. The crowd was small, and a technical glitch prevented the duelers' photos, combat names, and scores from being displayed on a big screen. So they've had some glitches. They do this, however, Sean, in the dark.
Well, yeah, it's because the swords light up.
But I'm talking about complete dark. The only light
is the saber.
Is the saber?
Wow, that's awesome. So there. Hang on a second. So your whole thing at the beginning with the Olympics was not to tease me that this is going to become an Olympic sport. You're just telling me it exists right now, right?
The French Fencing Federation has officially recognized lightsaber dueling as a competitive sport.
Okay.
Organizers of the sport are dreaming about the day they would be involved in the Olympics.
Okay, God. I'm going to tell you right now that if lightsaber dueling were part of the 2020 Olympics, it would pop a gigantic number the first night. Now, I don't know if it would pop a gigantic number the second or third night, but the curiosity of all the Star Wars dorks, of which I am one, out there, I'm way more likely to watch that than I am some track and field event. And I have a daughter who runs track and field and who aspires to run it at an Olympic level. I'm going to tell you right now, Judy, if you're listening, if you make the Olympic team someday, you know, more likely 2024 than 2020 because she's still in college, but she's a very good runner. If you make it, sweetie, and by then lightsaber dueling is part of the Olympics, and it happens to be running at the same time as the 5K.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to have to go check out. I'm going to have to record your race and go to the lightsaber dueling.
I get it.
You do what you got to do.
The story I found quotes a police officer.
Judy, I'm kidding if you're listening.
A police officer who's been fencing for more than 20 years, and he's taken up the lightsaber fighting. He fights in the same wire mesh face mask he used for fencing.
Okay.
Spent about $400 on his protective body armor and on his, quote, Federation-approved lightsaber, opting for luminous green, quote, because it's the Jedi colors.
It is.
Yoda is my master. Yep. I had to be on the good side, given that my job is upholding the law.
Rich.
I'd have more respect for a cop that was on the dark side.
He would either have a red or a pink lightsaber.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
I'll take your word for
it. Yeah, it's true. It's true. You're saying that, and I'm not even laughing. I'm going, if you're a good guy, you have the green lightsaber.
So with all due respect, if there's rock climbing in the Olympics...
Why not lightsaber?
Why not lightsaber?
I agree.
You kind of like that sound.
My story is very quick, I promise. There are a lot of different train rides you can take across the country, right? That have different tourist aspects to them. We used to take the kids to Durango when we lived in Colorado. They've got all sorts of cool train rides through the mountains and stuff.
It's awesome.
Amy and I have looked at this train. Someone put together a train ride across America where, you know, not like in a subway or something like that, but like a really nice train that stops at all these different landmarks across the United States. It takes like a week, but it's a pretty inexpensive way to travel and see the country. They got a bar car and a food car and things like that.
Yeah.
And we thought, that might be a fun way to spend a week sometime. You never know. You got enough podcasts loaded up on your phone and you go see the country a certain kind of way and you stop in different cities for the night along the way. This is a train ride though, Rich, that I can get behind here. An all you can drink train ride with Jose Cuervo. It's called the Jose Cuervo Express.
What could go wrong?
All the tequila you can drink. And the train shuttles you from Guadalajara to Tequila, Mexico on an all-you-can-drink excursion through the countryside.
Wow.
Before dropping you off to tour the company's iconic 250-year-old distillery.
You know what they should do? They should have an excursion where they stage a train robbery and Pancho Villa and his gang of marauders.
Now, You got to be careful in certain parts of Mexico with that.
I'm only half kidding. Yeah, it could happen in real life.
There are certain parts of Mexico. No disrespect to our Mexican friends, because there are parts of Mexico that are beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's unstable in some places.
I understand
right now.
That.
Yeah.
But the horseback train robbery is just such a classic movie scene.
This ride only takes about an hour, which is probably just the proper amount of time that you should be on an all-you-can-drink tequila train.
Well, that's true, too.
With all due respect, if you don't try the all-you-can-drink tequila train at some point along the way, especially if you're down, if you happen to be down near Mexico, you're a dumbass. You got to give this a try. It's a beautiful train, too.
Yeah.
The pictures of it are gorgeous. Yeah, and it's got all-you-can-drink Jose Cuervo on it. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine,
well, you
as they
how,
say in the song.
Sean, you know how they say past...
I like to drink you with a little salt and lime.
I understand. You know how they say past performance is no indicator of future...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I wish they told me that before some of these stocks I bought.
Well, I was going to say, with me and tequila, it is.
It is. You've got a history. Yeah, Jose Cuervo, not a friend of yours.
It doesn't go well.
You don't like that song.
It doesn't go well.
All right, that was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things. I do want to circle back to... we've had some good calls earlier in the hour, and if you want to get in, Clowney's a big topic today in the franchise tag, 713-572-4610. And Peter King saying in his column today that the Texans are inclined to give him the franchise tag because he, quote, doesn't possess some of the worker bee traits that others on the defense do. I say, quote, I'm paraphrasing. But Larry brought this up. Amari Cooper versus Antonio Brown. Someone brought this up on my Sunday show, Rich. If the Cowboys and the Steelers got on the phone with each other and said, let's talk about an Amari Cooper for Antonio Brown trade. Who says no to that deal? And he also brought up Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. And I think those two are very, very different cases as well. So we'll get into that next. You are listening to the Triple Threat. Sean and Rich with you here on a Monday. Hope you're enjoying your President's Day. Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.